DeSantis video deflates Democrat claims of migrant kidnapping. By Neil Monroe on June 7, 2023. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has the music video to debunk the Democrats' quick claims of kidnapping. After he flew another group of President Joe Biden's delighted migrants far from Florida over to California. "We made it to California," one happy migrant says in a cell phone call to his friends and neighbors back home, some of whom will also try to cross Biden's mostly open border. A Florida official asks the catch-and-release migrants, "At any point did you feel you were treated poorly?" "No, no, they treated us super well," the job-seeking migrants responded. "We are very appreciative," said another migrant who is not allowed to work in the United States. The PR video debunks the Democrats' quickfire claim that the flight to Sacramento was exploitative and deceptive. Those claims match the scripted chorus, "Cruel, communism," stunt that Democrats used after DeSantis embarrassed them by flying a group of migrants in September 2022 to the progressive playground of Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. The migrants were quickly escorted off the island by the state's National Guard. DeSantis' transfer flights to California are a match for his new law that pressures illegal migrants to leave his state. Before the video was released, California Attorney General Rob Bonta joined anchor MSNBC Jose Diaz-Balart to tout his knee-jerk investigation into DeSantis' transfer flight. "This is a political act, a cheap political act, used to try to get cheap political points on the backs of human beings, on the backs of people who are vulnerable, who are traumatized, who have just fled conditions where there's violence and persecution, seeking, lawfully seeking asylum here in the United States of America. And instead of being received with the compassion and care and dignity and respect that they deserve, they were exploited and manipulated and moved, with false promises made to them, to another state far away from the hearings that they have scheduled to attend as part of their asylum-seeking process." Bonta promised an investigation, saying, "We're casting a broad net right now. We're looking at all potential violations of the law, whether it be criminal, whether it be civil. We are looking at everyone involved in this program, from the state of Florida and its employees to the private vendor, Vertol Systems Incorporated, and its employees and agents, and looking at everyone's conduct. We're conducting interviews. We're still in the middle of our investigation. But we're looking at things like kidnapping and false imprisonment and other types of violations that are based on deception, misrepresentation, lying, false representations. So, there are a number of different legal theories that we're looking at, but we have got to gather all the facts first, complete the interviews, chase down leads, and then match the law to the facts." Bonta then described the generous gifts that California's Democrats are lavishing on the illegal migrants who will compete for the jobs and housing needed by actual Californians. "They, migrants, are being treated in California the way they should have been treated the first time they stepped into the United States of America. They are being treated with compassion, care, humanity. They're receiving services and programs. They have roofs over their head, food in their stomachs. They're getting access to legal counsel and health care. And they're getting counsel with respect to their hearings to ensure that they can attend them as they seek asylum. I spoke to some of them, and they told me for the first time that they're appreciative of folks with big hearts who are sincere in their care for them. And that's what Florida should have done. That's what Texas should have done. They didn't. But California will do what we always do. Take care of fellow human beings, including immigrants and newcomers, with dignity, respect, and humanity." In 2019, Breitbart News reported, "Democrat-run, migrant-packed California leads the nation in poverty. According to a Census Bureau report which considers Americans' housing costs alongside their income from wages and salaries. The September 10 study shows 18.2% of California's population is poor, far above the 13% poverty rate in Arkansas, 16% in Mississippi, and the 14.6% in West Virginia. The traditional wages only measure of poverty shows 4.9 million Californians are poor, according to the measure. But the cash plus housing supplemental poverty measure shows 7.1 million California live below the poverty line. That means 18.2%, almost one in five, of the state's 40 million residents are considered poor.